हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे इज 12th of October एंड वी आर सिटिंग इन मदन टेर श्री वृंदावन धाम ऑन द डे ऑफ गोपाष्टमी व्हेन मदर यशोदा ऑफर्ड कृष्णा दी शूज टू पेयर्स ऑफ शूज फॉर कृष्ण बलराम एंड टू अम्ब्रेलाज दैट यू गोइंग टू गो फार डिस्टेंस सो प्लीज टेक दिस विथ यू सो दे सेड कृष्णा सेड नो आई विल नॉट टेक दिस बिकॉज my cows are not going to have shoes and umbrellas so you provide that many shoes 4 per each cow and that many umbrellas per cow he said I don't have then he said I will not wear this also I will go so the cows are hearing this that krishna is going to walk barefoot and krishna is not going to have umbrella so while this discussion was going on they ran in all 4 directions of all over Brajbhumi They smashed everything and they came back. So that everywhere where he will go, should be soft like butter for his feet. So this is a real Braj Raj. All the 3 worlds, Swargaloka, earthly planet and the hellish planets. How many are there total?
14.
7 up, 1 in between and 6 down. And there are 27 further hellish planets, suffering planets. So, all the wealth of all these 14 planets, if you gather, you cannot buy one grain of Raj over here. That means potency is there. With all the wealth of Vaikuntha also, you can buy this. This has got all the opulence of love of God, Radha and Krishna, in each With each and every particle of this sand is touched by the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So nowadays you don't find because everybody is making ashrams and roads and everything. So you don't find. So we are very grateful to this place because the owners of the place, they can sell this for crores of rupees. And sit at home and eat. No need to work. But because this whole thing is getting encroached with all this commercialism, they have maintained this place as it is. As the forest it was. So you find kadamba trees, variety of Braj trees here. All amazing trees going and intertwining with one another, inviting tree, inviting birds, inviting peacocks, parrots. Other times you will see here many parrots, peacocks playing. This so nice, right? So this place is Madan Ter and being the bank of Ganga, Ganga should just flow right. When we came for the first time in 86, just across the road Ganga was flowing. The road and the left side is Ganga. Jamuna. So much of closeness was there and Yamuna used to flow with such a glory. Now she receded and receded and receded and went far and far and far. Now it is very far. People have built ashrams and temples there. It's all riverbed of Yamuna. So being riverbed of Yamuna, it was also part of Ras Mandala. Like Vrindavan is like this, for example, then Yamuna goes like this around Vrindavan. Like your eye is Vrindavan and you put kajal, it's all circumference of the eye. Like that, Yamuna flows covering the Vrindavan. Some people say she takes Vrindavan in her lap and then she flows. So if you go like this walking, na, then it'll turn like this on right side. And at one point of time, Bansibad will be there across your walks. So there he played flute and there he called all the gopis and they danced. But gopis were so many that almost all parts of this part of Vrindavan was covered by the Ras Mandal only. And everywhere they were dancing. Geographically, some were there and some were here also. So when Kamdev came, he saw the best place to shoot the arrow. Because one man is there, so many girls are there. So I can shoot my arrow. You know what the arrow is? The arrow of lust. His job is to shoot the arrow. Flower arrow and flower bow. It's flower only. Nobody feels it's hitting you. It's so sweet. And you get entangled in that. And his job is to shoot everywhere, demigod, everywhere he goes and shoots the arrows. And everybody is entangled in the arrow of Kamadev. Fully entangled in lusty activities. So he thought it's the best place because there are so many men, so many women and one man. So he raised his bow and arrow and he pulled. And while pulling, he has to aim at the person whom he has to shoot. So he aimed at Krishna's face. And when he saw Krishna's face, he just melted there. First his bow and arrow fell from his hand. He couldn't anywhere hold it. And then he went in so much ecstasy because he was the most beautiful demigod. His wife Rati also, the most beautiful demigoddess. The couple is like most beautiful of all demigods. So they had that little pride that they were beautiful. But they saw the beauty of Krishna, then they both melted here in this place. That is why it's called Madanter. Also it's called as Uchi Thor. Uchi Thor means a raised situation. So there's a place there where their marking is there. Yamuna is to be so deep there. Till that point Yamuna is to swell. I'll show you that place. The marking still kept there. Till what point Yamuna is to come in this area? It's all under the water of Yamuna. And this place actually belongs to the incarnation of flute, whose name is Hita Harivansha Goswami. Harivansha, that means Vansi. So incarnation of flute took place. He incarnated in Madhya Pradesh somewhere. And he was raised there. He became a young man and got married and everything. There was a Brahmin over here whose name was Atmadev. And Atmadev was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And he was the only devotee of Lord Shiva who had no desires while praying to Shiva. Otherwise, everybody who worships Lord Shiva has some desire. I want good wife, good husband, money, this, that, arts, dancing, something. Everybody comes with some desire, motivation. But this person had no desire. He was just simply in love with Lord Shiva. So he would just worship. So Shiva became very pleased with him and he gave darshan to him in a dream. And he told that, I'm so happy with you. Please ask something. He said, no, I don't want anything. I have no desire. Are you feeling hot?
Yeah.
Should we sit here? You can sit here. So he said, I don't have any desire. I really don't have any desire. So Shiva became more happy. He started dancing. And he said, you must take something from me. For my pleasure, you should take something from me. So Atmadev really loved Lord Shiva. So he thought, if it is going to please my Lord, then I should ask something for his pleasure. So he asked, that give me what is most dear to you. And Shiva had dancing in ecstasy totally. Nobody has ever asked me what is dear to me. Everybody is asking me something, you know, money, this, that, good wife, good husband, good children, everything. No one has yet asked today what is most dear to me. So he said, please get up in the morning, take bath and enter your well. You will find a tunnel going on the right side. At the end of the tunnel, you will find that thing which is very dear to my life. So he woke up in the middle of night there only. That time only he woke up, took bath and entered his well. There used to be steps in those days in the well, you know. Now also they have, huge wells have steps to get down. He got down, he went on the right side in tunnel and he went lost in the corner in the tunnel. He found a deity of Radha Vallabha, Sri Krishna. The famous Radha Vallabha Vrindavan, he found him in the end of tunnel. So he took him out and started worshipping him.
Radha Vallabha means Radha Gopijana Vallabha?
No, Radha Vallabha. And then he started worshipping him. And many years passed and one day Radha Vallabha, Krishna, came in his dream and told him that the incarnation of my flute has already taken place. And he will come, his name is Harivamsha. He will come to Vrindavan and he will meet you. That time, you please offer your daughter in marriage to him and offer me in dowry to him as a gift. They all sit there, it's hot for me. I'll sit in the shadow here. So, he also came in the dreams of Harivamsha and told him, my great devotee will be meeting you in Vrindavan, when you go to Vrindavan. He will give you his daughter in marriage and myself. Please accept him. So, at opportune time, both of them met in Vrindavan. and there is no ID proof, na? Whether you are Hari Vansha, whether you are Atmadev. Only by the inspiration of heart, they came to know that he is Hari Vansha and he is Atmadev. And they embraced and shed tears of love. So much in ecstasy, they just bathed each other in tears of love. And then it took long time for them to come over the ecstasy because they were so happy to meet one another. Two great devotees met in Vrindavan. So then he went back and he brought Radha Vallabhji and his daughter and he offered him to. And his Hari Vamsha came in this place with the deity of Radha Vallabh. He sent his wife, that new wife, back to Madhya Pradesh with these other wives and he came here as mendicant. And there's one big tree there, very big banyan tree. I'll show you on the way back. I didn't take you before because you know, won't know anything unless I tell you. The tree was so huge, it had three big holes inside. And each hole was like big flat. Like if you come to my house now, I say this is one hole. It's like so huge, it has got such space inside. It had three holes in that. In one hole he stayed and did his bhajan. Another hole he put the deity of Radha Vallabha. In another hole he put all the paraphernalia of the deity worship. So whole thing was a duplex house. Everything was in one tree. And he worshipped the deity for a long time. In the tree only. In this very place where you are sitting. And then, in those days, there used to be one dacoit here. Whose name was Naravahana. Naravahana. And he was like so cruel and so strong and powerful that he would alone go for hunting. I can't say hunting, but robbing people. And single-handedly he would rob people and strip them of clothes and hang them upside down in the tree. Like suppose if I rob you, when I rob you, take everything away, remove all your clothes and hang you on the tree and go. Like that he was. And that way he had conquered whole Vrindavan. Land he had captured, everything. Almost all Vrindavan was belonging to him. He was the owner. So he was not like famous in a good way. He was famous in a bad way. We call it in Sanskrit kuprasiddha or kukhyat. That means not famous, ill-famous you can say. Ill-famous. So he came to know that just by the power of Hari Vamsha being here, just by his being here and performing his bhajan and worship, all these living entities who are inimical, they become friends. Tigers were embracing deers and lions were embracing goats and everything and they were all staying peacefully. Nobody was harming anybody. And his fame of doing like this, creating atmosphere like this, also spread everywhere. And that came to the ears of this dacoit. And he came to know that in my place, anybody is more famous than me, I can't tolerate. Maybe ill-famous or good-famous, but nobody can become anything more than my fame. So he thought, I should kill this person. How can he just stay in my area and become more famous than me? So he took his horse, took his swords and took his choppers and everything, wore his kingly dress. He was a king of dacoits. So he had a kingdom and he had everything there. So he dressed up like anything, ornaments, everything, shoes and crown and weapons, and he just started. And he came a little bit distant. So little distance he passed and he thought, "Arey, for killing a sadhu, I am carrying weapons and horse and everything." So just dropped everything there. So I am enough alone. So she had left horse also there. She had walking. After he walked on the banks of Jamuna, it was sandy, na? So all the sand started coming in his shoes. So he threw the shoes away. After some time, it was hot. So he removed his crown and threw away. After some time, it was further hot. So he removed his kingly dress and threw away. Removed his garlands were very heavy, sticky, throw away. He is not realizing what's happening. He's just responding to whatever is happening to him. He's not realizing what's happening. By the time he reached in this place, only on his kopin. Everything he has removed. He's just looking for, where is that man? Where is Hari Vamsha? I want to kill him. And he came here. And Hari Vamsha was here. So he's like, with red eyes, he's looking at him. So Hari Vamsha said, "Why are you looking at me? Look at the Lord." Please have darshan of the Lord instead of looking at me. So spontaneously, not like obedient servant, but like you said, na, why are you looking at here? Look there. Suddenly you look there. Na, you will not follow my instruction, but you will suddenly look there. So he looked at the Lord. And looking at the beauty of Radha Vallabha, his heart melted in few seconds. In few next moments, he's just completely melted. All his anger went away. All his envy, cruelty, everything just went away. Just totally heart melted. So when again he saw to the sadhu, Harivamsa, he was like completely dissolved. He fell at the feet of Harivamsa and said, I am very sorry. Please forgive me. I have come to kill you. But I want to become your disciple. So he said, okay. And he started staying here only. He never went back from here. The kingdom people know that the king has gone to kill somebody. So he will come back after some time. Bring some booty also with him. But he stayed here only. Performing bhajan, accepted initiation, started staying here only. So in the meantime, king didn't come back. So he thought some tiger must have killed him in the forest of Vrindavan. So he didn't come back only. So a suitable candidate, next akin, they made him king. And again their business continued in the same way, same style, same protocol, same modus operandi. And then one guy was robbed by that another person. And he was hung on the tree somewhere in the deep forest of Vrindavan. He was shouting, bachao, bachao, save me, save me. So an old lady was passing by. And by the order of Harivamsa, his guru, Naravahan would take vigil in the whole village here. Anybody is in difficulty, he would just help them. But he would go for a round to see anybody is in difficulty. So that old lady said, you don't call, save me, you call Naravahan, Naravahan. So it will attract his attention and he will come and save you. So he started calling Naravahan, Naravahan. So immediately Naravahan reached there and he saw, he understood, this is my people who has done this. So he immediately released him and took him all the way back to the kingdom where he belonged to. And he ordered, they were surprised to see their king approaching like this. They thought he was dead. So he ordered the next king, please give all the wealth back what you stole from him. Please give him fresh clothes, ornaments, kingly clothes. Put him in palanquin and send him to his home. And he came back again here. And one day, you know, he was like so, such a saintly person he became. Today, in the history of Vrindavan, Naravahan is not known as dacoit. Today he is known as Saint Naravahan. He is so much transformation. So he told his guru one day that, I own all this Vrindavan land. I want to offer you this land. I will shoot an arrow. And wherever the arrow will reach, all that land I will donate to you. So he shot an arrow from here. The arrow went all the way beyond Jamuna from here. What is there beyond Jamuna from here? Any idea? No. Mathura. And before Mathura, beyond Jamuna is Mansarovar. Belwan. All this is just across. What is Mansarovar? Any idea? Yes, Mansarovar. Any stretch of the mind? Mansarovar is a place where Radharani, one time Krishna came late for Astila. She was already there, dressed up and ready, waiting. And Krishna came late, so she got angry and she went away. And she went away across Jamuna and she cried there. So with her tears, the full lake was formed. Hot, burning tears. Full pond was formed. That is called Mansarovar. That is where Lord Shiva took bath and became a gopi and entered Rasila. Gopeshwar Mahadev. How Shiva became Gopeshwar Mahadev? By the mercy of Lalita, she told, go and take bath. So he went running across Jamuna, took bath and he became gopi. He came back. And that time Lalita and Vishakha dressed Lord Shiva and he became Gopeshwar Mahadev. And then Lalita Vishakha took that decorated Lord Shiva Gopi inside the Ras Mandal and gave Chamar in his hands, her hands rather. And she served Radha Krishna in the middle, the whirl of the lotus with Chamar, beholding the beautiful faces. And then Lalita Devi took her back and said, you stay here only outside the border of Ras Mandal and protect the Ras Mandal while we play inside. So Lord Shiva said there only as Gopeshwar Mahadev. That is Mansarovar. So all that land now today also belongs to Radha Vallabh Temple Goswamis. It is run and maintained by Radha Vallabh Goswamis. So after that, then this GT was taken by Harivamsha inside Vrindavan and temple was built there. And then the Muslims attacked. So that temple was abandoned. And the GT was taken to Kamevan, where there is a beautiful temple of Radha Vallabhji, where he was served for a couple of months. And there, again then the Muslims attack was over. The GT was brought back, but because the temple was attacked by Muslims, it was considered as, you know, contaminated or not to be used. In the new temple today where Radha Vallabhji is there, that temple was built. So this is the story of this place. And the purport of the story is that Kamdev is the most powerful. Nobody can actually get free from the arrow of Kamdev. Everybody is already entangled. And he's shooting more and more arrows and more entangled. Only one person can release you from those arrows. That is Sri Krishna. Madan Mohan. One who attracts the heart of Madan also. If you take shelter of that person, then only one can imagine himself or herself getting free from the lusty desires. You cannot on your own come over your own lust. Sri Krishna can release you from the lust that you have. On your own efforts of sadhana, tapasya, austerities, you cannot claim that you will be free from lust. But if you please Krishna by taking his shelter and serving him, if Krishna desires so, then he will release you from the attack of lust. And because of that, if you get freed from attack of lust and you become proud of that, again the lust will attack you. Because it is not your earning. Nah? You are not earning it. Krishna is bestowing his mercy upon you and releasing you from that. If you become proud of that, again you get entangled. So this is a place where you have to actually pray to Krishna to give shelter and to free us from the attack of the lust. As he has melted the Kamadev himself, the very personality who was entangling everybody, he has melted that person. So to speak of the lust is between in yours and my heart. So Sri Krishna, this is a place to actually call Krishna and beg for him to free us from the attack of lust. The second message is that the power of association of a pure devotee is so strong that it can make worst enemies into friends. It can make peace, happiness, bliss, you know, satisfaction, all kinds of things can be achieved by the power of association of a pure devotee. What to speak of living beings getting transformed. Even the non-living beings also were transformed. The place was transformed. The whole atmosphere, the whole vibrations were transformed. Just by the holy man just being over here. So here I bring devotees only to perceive that purity of the atmosphere. Perceive Sri Vrindavan. Sri Vrindavan Dham is one shloka in Bhagavatam, 10th canto, which says that when Sri Krishna came from Gokul on the way back to Nandagaon, passing by, when he entered Vrindavan, the forest of Vrindavan, he immediately became so blissful and his heart filled with love. So it is said that Sri Krishna is himself Prem Nidhi. Prem Nidhi means the ocean of love, source of love, beginning of love, giver of love. But the person who is giver of love for everybody, his heart fills with love when he sees Vrindavan. That means Vrindavan Dham gives happiness and love for Krishna. One who gives love to everybody, that person receives love, happiness, satisfaction from Sri Vrindavan Dham. And one word is used in the shloka called Uttama Priti. Uttama Priti. What Vrindavan gives to Krishna is called Uttama Priti. Uttama means is the name of Radharani. Uttama. So this place is inhabited by Radharani herself. Each and every atom of this place is traversed by Radharani's lotus feet. And because of that, when Krishna saw Vrindavan, He also meditated that, oh, this is the place where Madi Radharani dwells. So his heart filled with love. So that is Vrindavan, which gives pleasure to Krishna also. Fills the heart of love, heart of Krishna with love. There is a lot of glories of Vrindavan. Vrindadevi, Radharani married Vrindadevi with Krishna and offered this forest to Vrindadevi in gift. That's how he became Vrindavan. Radharani is dearmost forest, but she loved Vrindadevi for her service so much that she got Vrindadevi married with Krishna by her own hands and gifted this whole forest to her. Vrindavan. Many stories are there about Vrindavan. But suffice to say, our Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says that even if one has to become a beggar or a thief, it's all right. You should come and stay in Vrindavan. If one has to steal things to maintain, or beg to maintain, or do whatever to maintain, still, it doesn't matter. You should come and stay in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan, just by remaining here or here, one gets purified. What to speak of performing sadhana and devotion and love and service to Krishna? Just by remaining here, one gets purified. That is the power of Vrindavan. And out of unlimited forests, 137 forests are very dear to Krishna. Out of that, 108 are more dear to Krishna. Out of 108, 12 are more dear to Krishna. Out of those 12, Vrindavan is the dearmost village of Krishna, forest of Krishna. Topmost. That's why he began his Raslila right here in Vrindavan. And you all may know that Vrindavan is not the Vrindavan what you are seeing today. This is a geographical Vrindavan. But real Vrindavan, Puranic Vrindavan, includes Govardhan, Yamuna, Nandgaon, Barsana and Jawat. All this 20 crores area is together called Vrindavan. So Nandgaon also is in Vrindavan, Barsana also is in Vrindavan, Jawat also is in Vrindavan. And whole Govardhan area and whole Jamuna is only in Vrindavan. And all other forests are beyond that. Kamevan and Bhandirvan and Belvan and all the ones, forests are after Vrindavan. So out of 84 kroshas, 20 kroshas are only Vrindavan forest, which has Govardhan, which has Yamuna, beautiful birds, everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we should simply come as a beggar over here to beg the mercy of Radharani and Krishna. And this dust is a giver of that blessing and mercy. Please carry home in some cover. You won't find anywhere such true and genuine Braj Raj. And very saintly people who are very much understanding about Vrindavan and very attached to Vrindavan, they eat few grains of dust every day just to develop love for God. And now we are free to roll in the dust if you like, as per your choice. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Thank you for coming here and blessing me with your presence.